At the very core of who we are as humans is this, that we're wired for relationships. So wired for relationships that without them, we stand little chance of happiness. And there's plenty of evidence to support this. The best researchers on the subject completed a study of the happiest 10% of our population and found only one characteristic that was common to every member of that group: strong ties to friends, family, and coworkers, and a commitment to spending time with them. There were no loners in that top group. Strong ties are essential to a life well lived. Here's another. One of the most comprehensive longitudinal studies ever undertaken, longitudinal means that it's a long time to study, was started in the 1930s at Harvard. 268 men were enrolled as sophomores at the beginning of the study, and for decades were probed, they were interviewed, followed through wars, marriages, careers, kids, grandkids, and old age. The director of the study summarized the data with this, quote, "Our intimate attachments to other people and them to us matter, and they matter more than anything else in the world." So why is this important to you as a manager? If you believe that relationships are vital to happiness and well-being, and if you believe that the manager sets the tone for the office culture, then you should probably know how relationships are built, nurtured, and expanded into communities. Now, if you realize how vital you are, the leader, to this culture building, and you put into practice good relationship building techniques, people will associate your office with a certain set of beliefs about how people function best. They'll associate your culture with a place that nurtures this vital need, and as a result, develop some lasting friendships in your office. Now, how important are friendships in the office? A 2012 Gallup report found that 50% of employees with a best friend at work report that they feel a strong connection with their company, compared to just 10% of employees without a best friend at work. So, for those of you who want to build this, how can you begin to make this a core principle to guide what you prioritize in your office? Here are some proven ways to encourage this relationship-enriching environment. First, ensure that your team develops friendships. We at Third Pool went about this by rewarding any of our team members who had friends apply to get hired to work for us. And if they were hired, received a reward. Instant friendships in the workplace is what resulted in this. Another way proven to develop relationships is this. Successful teams have a ratio of at least 3 positive comments for every negative one in their meetings. That builds relationships. Make it a habit to share your appreciation of colleagues and agents. You'll be well on your way to strengthen those relationships. Find ways to encourage and compliment. Research shows that responding with enthusiasm and interested questions when someone has good news to share fosters trust, intimacy, and satisfaction in relationships, while negative and passive responses undercut those benefits and lead to negative relationships. If this is new for you, it's never too late. And often we can change our brains by changing our practices. Don't wait for this to become natural to you to set it in motion. So I challenge you to do more than listen to this message today. Practice it today, tomorrow. Perhaps set the priority above 100 tasks on your to-do list this week. Encourage your team and see what happens to the culture.